House, please come to order. Will members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
Thirty-two present, eight absent.
Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, Representatives O.C. and Rhodes are excused from the call of the House today. I'll ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Our chaplain today is Pastor Hunt of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Will the House please rise for prayer?
Let us pray. O Lord God, may this new week be filled with your blessing upon our work and our efforts. Open our ears to hear one another. Open our eyes on this May Day to see both the small detail of the blooming flower and the larger picture of the garden. Give us understanding in order that equality and justice might be throughout our great land. We ask for your divine gifts in the name of the one who taught us that you are a generous and gracious Heavenly Father, Jesus of Nazareth, the risen Christ. Amen.
Representative Bennett?
I would ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The clerk, please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 110th, 111th, and 112th days.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the that this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 110th, 111th, 112th days.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction of the chambers? Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I'd like to introduce Frank and Joan Drockman from Del Mar, California. Mr. Drockman is an attorney and a manager of one of the largest mechanical contractors in the world, University Mechanical. It's been doing business in Alaska for about 10 years.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'd like to introduce a friend and a colleague. She's the editor of Alaska Fest and has displayed an extraordinarily great taste in her selection of writers, Denise DiPietro from Seattle.
Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A are two fine gentlemen from Anchorage with the Omar delegation, Bud Dye and Homer Burrell.
Representative Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, I have a friend and a constituent in Gallery A. He's presently the chairman of the Sitka Hospital Board and a former member of this body, Ed Flynn.
Representative Loveseth.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, a couple of old friends of mine from Cordova, Mr. Bob Anderson, president of the Chugach Native Association, and Mr. Pat Barnes, the president of the EAC Corporation.
Representative Rudd.
May we be at ease, Mr. Speaker.
House, please stand at ease. We're under introduction of guests. Are there further guests for introduction? Members have no further guests for introduction. Fortunate to have two visitors from the Kenai Peninsula today in Gallery B, Mr. Rick Baldwin, Kenai Chamber of Commerce, and Mr. Max Hamilton. Representative Byrne. Clerk, please note the presence of Representative Byrne in the chambers. Since we were a little light on the roll call this morning, I think probably right now would be a good time to take a roll call of the House. Members, please indicate their presence by voting. Clerk, please take the quorum.
37 present, 3 absent.
Down to messages from the governor. Are there any messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has adopted the legislative citation congratulating Father David Melbourne by all members of the House and all members of the Senate, and it is returned. This citation has been sent to enrolling. The House has adopted legislative citation congratulating Sharon Kleinsmith and the school representatives and alternatives in the 20th Alaska State Spelling Bee by all members of the Senate, and it is transmitted herewith for consideration. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
There was the 8th annual report of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission covering the calendar year ending December 31, 1977 has been received. A copy is on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to standing committees.
The Special Committee on the Sale of Royalty Oil and Gas has had House Concurrent Resolution 113 approving the sale of royalty oil to Tesoro Alaskan Petroleum under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 113 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Miles, Chatterton, McKinnon, Parr, and Osterbeck. House Concurrent Resolution 113 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Concurrent Resolution 116 relating to air traffic safety and service under consideration. The committee reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, signing do pass, Chatterton, McKinnon, and Brown. Signing no recommendation, Bradley, Parr, and Hayes. House Concurrent Resolution 116 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had House Concurrent Resolution 122 relating to private higher education in Alaska under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by NACAC, Cotton, Phillips, and Parr. Chatterton has no recommendation. House Concurrent Resolution 122 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 391 creating the Redoubt Bay State Game Refuge under consideration, and the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 391 and that it be reported back with individual recommendations and attaches a letter of its intent. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbeck, Chairman, signing do pass, Miller. Signing do not pass, Snyder. Signing no recommendation, Malone, Smith, Akers, and Osterbeck. House Bill 391 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 628, a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services Administration of Justice, under consideration, and 4 members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 628 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Freeman, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Meekins, Schaefer, and Guy. Having no recommendation, Haugen and Rode. House Bill 628 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 879 relating to the merger of cooperative and non-cooperative electric and telephone utilities under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 879 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Parr, Hayes, and McKinnon. Signing no recommendation, Bradley and Brown. House Bill 879 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 919 relating to grants and aid to municipalities and associations maintaining public libraries under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by NACAC, OC, Cotton, Phillips, Parr, and Chatterton. House Bill 919 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills?
House Bill 955 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $48,841,900 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for constructing, repairing, equipping, and upgrading school facilities and providing for an effective date.
Referred to Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance.
House Bill 956 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act relating to military service credit under the Public Employees Retirement System of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Referred to State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 957 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation for power and water projects and providing for an effective date.
Referred to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 958 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to retirement benefits paid under the Teachers Retirement System and the Territorial Public Employees Retirement System and providing for an effective date.
Referred to Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance.
House Bill 959 by the Commerce Committee, an act establishing a risk management program for property owned by regional educational attendance areas.
Referred to the Commerce Committee.
House Bill 960 by the Rules Committee by request for the Special Committee on Subsistence, an act relating to fish and game management.
Referred to the Special Committee on Subsistence, Resources, and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, it's the intention, I think, of both both parties to call party caucuses upon adjournment today. I'll ask at this time that all the items on the calendar, with the exception of reconsiderations, be returned to rules.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the reconsiderations be held over one legislative day.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a Republican caucus in the Governor's Conference Room upon adjournment.
Representative Miles. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, apparently we're about to adjourn, and I had scheduled a meeting of the Labor and Management Committee immediately on adjournment, so I suppose I'll change that to take into account the party caucuses, and that Labor and Management will meet approximately at noon. Are we under announcements? I'll reserve it if we're not.
We haven't come down to unfinished business, special orders, or announcements, but probably be better to hold that announcement till we reach the place on the daily order business, Representative Brown. The motions took care of the calendar. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Miller?
Speaker, ask unanimous consent that Representative Guy be excused from the call of the House on May 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 8th.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Member will be excused on the dates indicated. Further unfinished business to come before the House. Special orders. Are there any special orders? Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to address the body on the sensitive capital move.
Without objection, you have the floor, Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, it's become clear to me anyway in the last several days by various actions of personalities in this body that the math necessary, the 21 votes necessary for the passage of in quotes a pro move piece of capital move legislation versus an anti move piece of capital legislation is irrational and emotional and possibly illogical as that might be. And let me explain myself on that. I believe that when the date finally comes to vote on the bill, there will be typified by one group one version of that bill to be pro-move, and it'll be, I believe it'll be reasonable. I think it's reasonable to conclude that there'll be an anti-move, at least typified by a large group of people. Mr. Speaker, how that comes down is, I think, is already been preordained. I do not believe that the math exists to pass a so-called pro-move piece of capital move legislation in this House. I'm not trying to make a value judgment on that, Mr. Speaker, nor to string out anybody. So for that reason, Mr. Speaker, in order to somewhat maintain my sort of attitudinal standing on this, I wanted to alert the people to this eventuality, and so Mr. Speaker, I'd like before the body is on behalf of at least a number of the pro-move forces, whether you really believe in the move or not is not important, to formally surrender, Mr. Speaker, and sue for terms. I don't know that surrender is the right terminology, but a number of us have typified this as sort of a Civil War action or a Vietnam of the first water. And so I thought that it would only be prudent when there is no way of prevailing to alert your troops, so to speak, of that fact. I don't know what, in God's green earth, the folks can do to reverse that math, but I feel it incumbent upon me to announce that. Mrs. Speaker, a very dear friend of mine on the other side has asked over the last months that he and I get together. Mr. Speaker, I'm self-appointing myself as one of the generals, sort of a laying grant before Appomattox type number. And I have resisted going behind closed doors to negotiate on this, witness some surprises that have occurred to one group versus another group. Mrs. Speaker, I thought that it's only prudent to try to now go behind closed doors, negotiate on terms pending the outcome of at least from what I can perceive is sure annihilation. So, Mr. Speaker, I am taking up the request by Representative Gardner of Ketchikan, a good and honorable man and a leader of the forces, to meet with him in the next several days upon an appointed time and place and hour to go behind closed doors, absent press and public exposure to see just what's what. Thank you.
Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Brown.
Oh, well, 3 minutes and 33 seconds later, I'm in order. Mr. Speaker, the House Labor and Management Committee will meet either upon closing of the last of the two caucuses or at noon, whichever is later, I guess, to review and sign out the committee sponsor substitute for House Bill 550. And then we'll be meeting tomorrow morning on the usual committee schedule to take up again House Bill 724 involving independent contractors of the state.
Where will today's meeting be, Representative?
That'll be in Mr. Miles' office. He has graciously agreed to have it 2 days after I scheduled it for his office.
Representative Urien. House, please stand at ease. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Special Committee on Subsistence is going to be meeting this afternoon at 12:30 to take action on House Bill 960, an act relating to fish and game management, and House Bill 674, an act regionalizing the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game. We'll be meeting in courtroom 650, in the new court building, room 650 at 12:30. And I'd like to emphasize that it's extremely important that we get a quorum for this meeting. I'd really appreciate it if people could show up at 12:30 and we could go right to work. Thank you very much.
Further announcements, Representative Parr?
Mr. Speaker, on the assumption that the caucuses will be through by that time, House will meet at 3 o'clock, House Bill 898, Correctional Facilities Bonds, House Bill 713, Bonds for Improvements for Health Facilities, and House Bill 951, Appropriation to Health and Social Services.
Representative Urien?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce this time, I should have under in the announced caucus, that our caucus will be hearing testimony regarding the Alpento contract. And, it will not be an open caucus as far as members of the public are concerned. But, Mr. Speaker, I would this time like to extend an invitation to members of your caucus to attend, who have not had the opportunity to hire this time to hear testimony regarding our contract. So, they are welcome.
Representative Cooper?
Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 2:30 to take up House Bills 815, 830, 854, 595, and 838, all of which have been taken up previously, and will probably just be a matter of going over some last-minute details and reporting the bills out. We will also take up the land bill, HB 720, beginning at 3 o'clock.
Representative Gardner?
Judiciary will meet at 3 o'clock today on House Bill 211, the Alaska Land Commission.
Representative Duncan?
Budget and Audit Committee is to meet at noon today, Mr. Speaker, in the Senate Finance Room.
Further announcements? Representative Gardner?
Speaker, sorry, here. Judiciary is also meeting at 7 o'clock tonight, and I don't have the list of bills, but I'll post it on the bulletin board outside after session.
And further announcements? Further business to come before the House? Representative Miller?
If not, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body to stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.